Amen. Amen. When we started the series, we were in chapter 3, and I told you there are three T's when to control your tongue, right? We understand that in order for us to get along with people, we got to watch what we say. Sometimes we say things, amen, and it affects people. Am I right about it? It does. It affects people. And what we have to learn to do is that once we learn to control our mouth, our tongue, amen, then we have to learn how to control our temperament. So I want you to write that down, okay? We have to learn how to control our what? Temperament. And sometimes, many of us, our makeup is we're very sensitive. Amen. And so sometimes something is said, and you may, because of where you are in life, take it the wrong way. Am I right about it? Or sometimes it's legitimate. Husband and wives, amen, they argue about some of the most petty stuff. Last week we talked about this, right? I mean, like, who moved my shoes? You know what I mean? And then it goes from the shoes to something else. But the issue is, and I told you last week, if you're going to handle arguments, if you're going to deal with it properly or biblically, you have to know the what? The source. First thing I gave you last week is what? The source. Go to James chapter 4 for me, beginning verse 1. Now, you'll hear me read this passage many a times because, as I said, James is a book for what? For living. So I'm going to go to the book that will help me to deal with all kinds of things that I'm dealing with in my life. Amen? So the first thing I told you was what? Source. Know the source of the argument. Is the argument really about what this issue is about, or is it something else that happened last week, last year, last month that we did not resolve? And so one of the important things is we have to learn to resolve issues. Hello, somebody. Tell your neighbor, resolve issues. Amen. Resolve those issues. Listen, don't let one thing that I've learned in life is that if you don't resolve the issue right away, it lingers. And as a result of that, it turns into different things. Bitterness, resentment, hate. Amen. And so as believers, God wants us to not walk around with things in our hearts for anybody. But remember what I said last week. How is it that you live with a person? Come on. Amen. But you just can't what? Just you can't stand them, but you just can't get along. Right? And you're thinking, this is how divorce starts. This is how people get divorced, because we just can't get along. No, if we were to sit down and work through, come on, somebody, the real issues. Amen. Talk about it. Well, I can't talk to you because I want my way. And I'll show you something here today. Watch this. The people that argue the most are the most selfish people. Amen. Because they want what? What they want, and they also want their own what? Their own way. Are you with me? Watch this. Look what James says. Read it for me. 4:1. Stop right there. Right? He says, what is the source? And what James is asking, he's like, what's wrong with y'all? Now watch this. It's in the context of trials. Can I show you something? Sometimes we transfer the stuff that we're going through, watch this, on people that we love. Amen. Or the first person that we run into. Seriously. The other day, I got into a situation. I'm coming home. I'm in the car, and I get to the toll booth. The lady, she was real impatient. She said, "Give me the money." I'm like, "I'm giving you the money." No. Don't put. You know, and I'm like, you know what? You know, I was about to go there, right? But I thought about my tongue. But I also thought about my testimony. Because as I told you last week, what happened to Big Lots, I never know where I'm going to meet this person, what? Again. And can I help you with something? God is putting all of us in situations every day, watch this, so that we can practice the next S, you ready for this? Self-control. So you know the source, but then you have to have what? You know what? I have a hard time with that. I have a hard time that when I'm wrong, when somebody wronged me, and even though they apologize, I got a hard time letting it, tell your neighbor, letting it go. Seriously, it's like, even though they, come on, can we talk this morning? Even though they say, "I'm sorry," I think I feel, and all of us feel like this sometimes, we want some form of payment or justification, watch this, when they wrong you. So this is how arguments start. We want some form of payment so we can feel like, okay, now I feel better. Y'all follow me on this? Self-control. And we'll look at this, okay? You know, we say this. Watch this, y'all. We know that we have the Spirit of God in us, right? Let's talk about this. But can I ask you a question? How come, y'all? Why come? When we get into some heated situations, but watch this, and when we self-control ourselves and we suppress it, watch this, what happens then? We don't forget. See, and then even though the person may apologize, we want to bring it up in different scenarios. Come on, somebody. Tell your neighbor, "I live that." Seriously. But the Bible is clear. He says the source is not the source, verse 2, your what? He says that the source is what? So write this down. I would have never thought this. You know what the source is? Materialism. I want something. Most arguments sometimes are about what you want so that you can feel good. Look what he says. He says the source is not the source. You're what? See, we use things and we love people. That's what's supposed to happen. But what we do is we use things and we use people to get the things. And then when we don't get the things, then we get what? Bent out of shape. I'm mad at you. What you mad for? Because you don't listen. You ever get into them? You ever? Come on. I know this ain't easy. Come on, say amen. You don't, how many times you've told somebody that? You don't listen. Tell my kids that all the time. They don't listen. Amen. All of them. And they think they what? They think they know everything. Right. I'm glad they answered. The problem is, when we start loving things more than we do people. Watch this. When we start loving things amen, we start going backwards. Watch this now. We start loving things and then we use people. And because that person won't do what we want them to do, guess what happens? We get bent out of what? Oh, he better buy me that. He knew that when he married me. Well, hold on, man. A lot has changed. You have changed. Because, watch this, when y'all first got together, it was all about us. Now it's all about me. Y'all don't want me to start on that. Amen. Before we could, what happens, y'all? What happens? Tell you, my daughter said, one of my daughters said, Daddy, I don't want to get married because of what? Because couples argue. That ain't no good reason not to get married, but that's a dang good reason. Amen. Because you don't want to be living with someone where you are constantly what? Come on, say amen, y'all. It's coming all from the back there. I want to see. I think somebody's getting it. Is this relevant? Is it not relevant? Watch this. The first thing is, and if you have your hand out, it's the desire to have. The desire to have. That's in your fill in the blanks. The desire to what? Have. Now watch this. Let's look at this for a minute. Lord Jesus, help me. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. If you don't have a handout, raise your hand. We'll get you one. 1 Timothy chapter 6. And those of you who are here for the first time at 9:05, welcome. 9:05 is the bomb. We be learning all kinds of stuff. Supposed to be seminary on Sunday, but we done turned it into something. This is life living classes. Life classes. Amen? Yeah, I want to know how to live. I want to know how to get along. How many of you don't want to get along with a few folk? Come on. How do you want to handle difficult people? You being quiet is not how you handle them. You know that, right? Because you're going to cop an attitude. Seriously, I'm going to show you how to navigate this thing. Watch this. 1 Timothy chapter 6. So we first got to get rid of the material thing in us. Our desire to have. Right? You say, what does that got to do with quarreling? Most of the times we're arguing about stuff that you want. Come on, somebody. I want to sleep on this side of the bed. No. I've been sleeping there for 50 years. Whoa. Hold on. I didn't know that. No, I want this side of the garage. No, you want this side. Come on, somebody. We should put the plant over here. No, I think it looked nicer. No, I want it over there. So, yeah, I know that word we say, we got to what? Compromise. But 90% of the time, we don't compromise, we complain. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. Somebody read that for me. See where it leaves you? Where does it leave you? Listen, can you imagine, right? You give your life to something that makes you so wealthy, right? But then you get into that house, right? And you buy all these things, but you cannot enjoy it because you can't stand the people that's enjoying it with you. You know what Warren Buffett, the richest man, the richest man in the world, realized? His wife had to help him with this. I said, Warren, you got all this money. What are you going to do with it? You can't do it. You can't do nothing with it. So he got a new perspective. Now he lives on 10%. And he makes billions a year. Because he realized, man, stuff doesn't make you happy, y'all. I believe that sometimes couples, and this just couples, people period, we're arguing over things, y'all. And watch this. Sometimes the things is your own way. You want your own way. You want your own way. You want stuff your way. Watch what he says. Keep reading. But those, verse 9. I'm sorry, you did verse 9, right? Okay, verse 10, all right. For what?
For the love of money. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. With many what? Griefs. So money is not evil, it's the love of it. Right? He says that many by longing for it, look what it does to you. It moves you away from God. It does. Right? Bible says you can't love two masters. Either you love one or hate the other. Go to verse 17. There's a word right here I want to help somebody with tonight. I mean, this morning. What does it say there? Verse 17.
Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited.
Stop right there. Conceited. Is that what it said? That's another word. That's something else that comes up. Self-love. You love yourself so much that you feel yourself so much that you don't think about nobody else. So that's why you're constantly arguing. Because you have it going on. Don't give you a little bit of money and elevate you to a different status. He says, instruct those who are rich not to become, what? Bible is real, man, not to be what? Conceited. Or fix their what? Hope. On what? So let me ask you this. If I were to strip you of everything, would you still be arguing? You'd probably be mad at God. Come on, somebody. Go to Job chapter 1 for me. Lord Jesus. Y'all starting on me today. Is this right? Job chapter, is it chapter 1? Yeah. I think it is. My goodness. Go down to verse 18. Read verse 18 for me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, y'all know the story, right? He lost everything one day. His financial life went into ruin. His family life went into ruin. And his future had been gone, diminished, everything, one day, in one day. And I believe that this is a true test when we lose things. It's a true test of our character. And listen, a lot of us, our temperaments, is what gets us into conflict with people. Okay? Some of us just get mad about money stuff. We just get real bent out. It's like, what's wrong? We were just smiling, having a good day. It was payday. Now we're like, we got to learn how to get along. Especially you single people who want to get married. I'm serious. You're going to find out real soon that he ain't what he say he is. Right? And then if you have a problem being quiet, amen. Uh-oh, I ain't getting nothing. I can't get nothing this morning. Amen. If you got a problem being quiet and you want to pop off all the time, you're going to find out how unhappy you're going to be. Amen. So you got to learn. You can argue, but you got to know how to argue. Arguments are not bad. It's just you got to know how to disagree. Watch this. And come together and say, okay, here's the resolve. And we leave that alone. Amen. Now watch this. 18. Anybody? Verse 18. Chapter 1, verse 18. You go. All right, now watch this. Verse 20. What did he do? What did he do? Stop right there. And what did he do, y'all? Here's what I want you to do. When you find yourself in adverse situations, your response and your view of God is real important. See, Job's view of God didn't change. Because his circumstances changed. People have always asked, Pastor, how did he do it? How did he get to this point? Because of what he knew about God. Now watch this. What you know about God should help you to understand that you can get along with your spouse. That God can change your spouse. That God can change you from being argumentative. Listen, I argue. I ain't gonna lie to you. Listen, I got a problem. But the Lord has helped me. My view of God has changed my heart. I fall sometimes, but guess what? I know how to get back up and say, God, you know what? I'm not going to let the argument let me stay home. And that's what usually happens with couples on Sunday mornings. They get into these arguments, right? It has nothing to do with church, right? And then all of a sudden, we ain't going to church today. See, the point is this. We have to know how to worship in spite of. Amen. Watch this. He said, watch his view. Naked I came from my what? Mother's what? And naked I shall return. Now watch his view of God. See, you can escape. He says the source of your quarrels is because you want your pleasures, right? But if you keep a perspective that everything I have, God has given it to me, then you're not going to feel yourself. You will be grateful, amen, every single day of your life to realize, watch this, that what I have, God gave it to me. Amen. And because God is the source of all that I have, come on somebody, amen, there's no reason for me to complain. You want the right side of the bed? Have it. Come on, help me, somebody. You want the left side in the garage? Have it. You go to work, you're dealing with a difficult boss, you want that? Sure, no problem. Come on, help me, somebody. Sometimes we got to know that not everybody's trying to take advantage of you. Come on. Yeah, not everybody's trying to take advantage of you because watch this. If God be for you, why do we have to fight all the time? Why? I'm just asking. Oh, this is the way I am. No, 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 no. You may have lost some gratefulness and perspective Because if God choose today to wipe it all out, he sure can. You know God knows how to hit the delete button? Come on, somebody. Listen. He can give you a blank screen in hours. Come on, somebody. Watch this. He says, naked I came from my mother's womb. Naked I shall return there. The Lord, what? And the Lord, what? Blessed be what? And what? Go to verse 9, chapter 2. Matter of fact, verse 7, chapter 2. Read that for me. I want to show you something. Huh? Go ahead. Let me say this. See, people argue over money, but when they get sick, some people use that sickness as a crutch. They use it as an excuse to get sympathy. And they use it, watch this, to use other people. And they also use it, watch this, to feel like they're entitled. You got to do this for me because you're my son. You got to do this for me because you're my wife. You got to do this for me because you're my child. I just thought I'd plug that in right there. But watch this. Watch this. Read on. Who smote him? Satan, right? Go ahead. Oh, Lord Jesus. Look where Job ended up, y'all. Job ended up in the ash heap of life. Come on, y'all. He ended up in a place where nobody really wanted to find themselves. He lost his kids, his money, his everything, right? But he had perspective about God. His perspective about God didn't never change. But I want to show you some dangers here. Watch this. Keep reading. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hold on a minute. He's a married man. Then what? Hold on a minute. Boy, die. That's pretty much what he said. Y'all heard what it said? He said, boy, die. Why you keep fighting? You know who can discourage, you know what can discourage a man? His woman. When she never empowers him and encourages him and affirms him. And you want to know why we fighting? Hear this. Listen to what she said. Can I ask a question? Let's rewind the tape for a minute. Was she not enjoying the fruits of the blessed life? Wasn't she not enjoying all the prestige and all of the blessings and all of the things that God had given to them? But now when the going gets rough, when life gets real hard, why are you still alive? Curse God. She didn't just say curse God. She said curse God and die. Now that was Satan speaking through her. See? See? This is what I'm talking about, perspective. I got a question for you. What type of relationship you think Job had with his wife before this? Well, I'm going to get to that. But I'm saying she probably didn't have no relationship with God. She was just riding the what? This is why I say to men, I had a young man came up to me Thursday night and said, what did you mean by that? Stop leaving your wife behind spiritually. Yeah. Step up your game.
Yeah.
Seriously. See, the reason we're arguing, because when we go home, we go right back into the flesh. We go right back into being normal again. But you're a new creature. If you don't, I checked my wife. I said, babe, you been praying? I checked my kids, too. But I checked my wife. I make sure. Listen, kids is fine. I got to check my wife, because guess what? When they leave, I got to live with her. So I said, but how you read? You praying? Job never checked on his wife's faith. Right? Because she said, curse God and die. But look at this. Look at verse 10. But he said to her, you speak as one of the what? One of the what? All right. Watch this. Job had wisdom. He could have cursed her out. I want to show you something in arguments. You got to know how to choose your words. You can still say what you need to say, but you have to say it with wisdom. And the James chapter 1 says, if you lack wisdom, what? Ask God. Lord, I don't know what to say to this man right now, but I'm asking you for the wisdom to say what I need to say and help me to have a calm and cool spirit. And let me not say it with an attitude. Let me speak with love. Watch this. I'm going to show you something. Watch this. Job said, you speak. He could have cursed her out right there, right? But you know what Job understood about his wife? He understood the company that she kept. She hung with what kind of women? Somebody go to, hold your finger right there. Flip real quick to 1 Corinthians 15:33. Hold your hand right there because we're coming back to that. I know I got 3 minutes, 4 minutes. What does it say right there? 15:33. I'll put it on the screen. That's fine. Yeah. What does it say right there? Huh? Why? See, what I'm trying to show you here in this whole picture is the fact that, you know, we get into arguments for all kinds of reasons here, okay? And a lot of it has to do with pressure. But it also has to do with perspective. Bad company. The people that you hang with. She was hanging with, go back to Job now. She was hanging with some what? What kind of women? He said, listen, you don't sound like my wife. Every now and then you got to say that. Baby, you don't sound like yourself. You all right? What time of the month is it? What time of the year is it? You understand what I'm saying? What you going through, boo? You know what I mean? You know, sometimes you just got to come with a different angle. And as men, we don't know how to do that sometimes. And then sometimes we cool, but y'all on a whole nother page. And we're trying to figure out, is it me? What did I do? And then I'm going to just leave you alone. Uh-oh. That's why some people like being by themselves, because they don't want to deal with all that. Come on, say amen, y'all. Seriously. Listen, if you want to get mad, I'm telling you, you're going to deal with some stuff. But if you learn now, come on, y'all. I wish I would have learned half this stuff before I even said I do. Before I said I. Seriously. Because I would have been a better communicator with my wife. We had to fix, we're coming up to 20 years. And in 20 years, we've gotten better. But we had to do trial and error, trial and error, trial and error. You know what I mean? And finally, we've come to a place now where we can be around each other for 24 hours and not nothing pop off. See, here, can I share something with you? Watch this. You know why it seems like you have no arguments if you're married, right, and you have no problems? Because watch this. He may spend 16 hours at work. You may spend 8, 10 hours, 16, 20 hours at work. By the time y'all come back home, right? What? Tired. You may say a few things to each other. Watch this now, right? But get to retirement. When you both got to be there at the same time. Can I get some amens for some retired folk up in here? Come on, man. Right? And you got to be around her for all the time. And you realize, who did I marry? Who did I really marry? Because the person that was at that job is what's at home now, and you're trying to figure out, man, what in the world? What did I get myself into here? And now it's too late in the game. Come on, somebody. Some people don't think it's too late in the game. They just leave. They just get divorced. This is what's happening today. This is what's happening today. Amen. So I always tell couples, here's what you got to do. You have to prepare for your kids to leave home. That's one. Number two, you have to consistently stay in a conversation with each other. Amen. Don't let them hours get you, and then all of a sudden you come home, you don't even know who you're married to. Watch this. I know I'm done. He said, you speak as a foolish woman speaks. Look what he says. Shall we what? Accept what? Good from God. And not accept what? And in all of this, Job did not sin with his lips. Do you know when you cuss and fight and argue, you're sinning? I told you about this in the series on the mouth, on the tongue. Listen, if you look a person in the eye and you love them, but you back and forth raising your voice and all, cussing at each other. Do you not think that that's sinful? Yeah. And so we just have to be able to handle these things but deal with it from a biblical perspective. Amen? So you know the source, self-control. Write this down. I'm going to give you the next S. And next week we'll come back with this because this one is really powerful. You ready? Ready for this one? Self-awareness. Self what? Yeah. You got to go outside of your body and say, is that me? Now, how did I look in that situation? Would I really want to live with this person? Let me ask you a question. If you were your spouse, would you want to live with you? All right. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. And let me say, you single people with kids, your kids really know you. Amen, they do. They know you.